Today we're building a blend old-school DNB'd FX chain in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple: pirate radio energy, jungle grit, and that slightly battered broadcast feel that makes a drum and bass tune feel alive. This is a beginner lesson, so we're keeping it stock, practical, and easy to repeat. By the end, you'll have a return track FX chain you can use on snares, vocal chops, fills, stabs, risers, and transition hits without wrecking your kick and bass. In old-school drum and bass, effects are not just decoration. They create tension before the drop, add motion between drum patterns, and help your arrangement feel like it's constantly moving forward. The big idea here is contrast. Dry drums plus a dirty throw gives you way more impact than putting everything through huge effects all the time. So let's build the chain. First, create a return track and name it Pirate FX. Using a return track is the smartest way to do this in DNB, because you can send multiple sounds to the same effect chain while keeping your main drums and bass dry, punchy, and clear. Start with auto filter. Put it first in the chain, because you want to shape the sound before it hits the delay and reverb. For that pirate radio feel, try a bandpass filter or a high-pass filter. A good starting range is somewhere around 400Hz to 2.5 kHz, depending on the source. If you want a cleaner atmospheric throw, high pass around 250 to 400Hz. If you want a more radio-style mid-range echo on a snare or vocal chop, try bandpass around 700Hz to 1.5 kHz. The reason this works is that pirate radio effects often sound narrow and gritty. They don't need full-range polish. In fact, the limitation is part of the vibe. Next, add echo after the filter. This gives you the old-school dub movement that works so well in jungle and DNB. Try sync times like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4, depending on how long you want the throw to feel. Keep feedback around 20 to 45% to start. Since this is on a return track, the echo itself should be fully wet. You can also darken it a bit by rolling off the low end around 250 to 500 Hz and the high end around 4 to 8 kHz. A nice beginner rule is this: use shorter delay values for tight groove movement and longer delay values for big transition moments. 1/8 is punchy. 1/8 dotted gives you that classic skanking dub feel. 1/4 feels wider and more dramatic right before a drop. Now add reverb after echo. This gives the FX chain space, but you want to keep it controlled so you don't kill the drive. Try a decay time around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds, with a pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds. That little pre-delay helps the original hit stay clear before the reverb blooms. In DNB, that matters a lot, because you still want the snare and break chops to punch through. Cut the low end of the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz, and trim the top a bit if needed, somewhere around 5 to 9 kHz. You want space, not glossy cinematic wash. Think rave system, not movie trailer. After that, add saturator. This is where the FX starts sounding more broken, more physical, and more pirate radio. A little saturation adds density, harmonics, and that slightly worn speaker tone. Start with about 2 to 8 dB of drive. Turn on soft clip if needed, and always trim the output so you're not clipping your return. This step is important because clean effects can feel detached from a gritty jungle track. Saturation helps glue the FX tail to the rest of the groove. At the end of the chain, add utility. This gives you stereo control and helps keep the mix safe. Start with width around 80 to 120%, but if the track starts getting messy, narrow it down to 70 to 90%. If your return is making the low end feel unstable, keep the bass mono or narrow the effect more. DNB arrangements are dense, so wide effects can be exciting, but too much width can weaken the center of the mix. If you want an optional extra bit of chaos, you can add beat repeat somewhere before the saturator or near the end. Use it sparingly. This is for fill bars, breakdown edits, pre-drop tension, and those quick glitchy pirate radio moments. A good starting point is a grid of 1/8 or 1/16, chance around 10 to 25%, and a subtle mix. Don't leave it on all the time. This is a special effect tool, not a constant texture. So the chain order is auto filter, echo, reverb, saturator, utility. That order works because you shape the sound first, add movement second, create space third, add grit to the whole tail fourth, and control stereo and gain last. Now let's talk about how to feed sounds into the return. The best sources for this kind of effects in DNB are snare fills, ghost snares, vocal chops, breakbeat stabs, rim shots, reverse cymbals, impact hits, mid-range bass stabs, and amen edits. Keep the sends short and deliberate. Think in bursts, not constant send. In jungle and DNB, the effect usually hits hardest when it appears briefly and with intention. A good beginner starting point is a small accent around minus 18 to minus 12 dB, a stronger throw around minus 10 to minus 6 dB, and then an extreme transition moment only when you really want it. If you can clearly hear the effect all the time, it's probably too loud. Keep the return quiet until the moment it matters. Now automate it. This is where the chain comes to life. Automate filter frequency, echo feedback, echo time, reverb decay, send amount, saturator drive, and utility width. For a pre-drop build, slowly open the filter, raise echo feedback a little, lengthen the reverb slightly, and push the saturator a touch harder right before the drop. For a fill bar, send just one snare hit into the return. Let the echo throw bloom, and then cut it off suddenly before the drop lands. That sudden stop is powerful. Silence and contrast can hit harder than piling on more sound. For a breakdown haze, lower the filter frequency, increase the reverb, and slightly narrow the width so it feels like a distant transmission. That can give you a proper old-school broadcast from somewhere rough vibe. A really important DNB mixing rule here is to protect the kick, snare, and bass. The effects should sit around the groove, not replace it. If the return starts fighting the break, reduce the low mids first before you pull everything down. Often the problem is not volume, it's frequency clutter. If you want to go a step further, you can split the return into two lanes later. Make one short FX return with tighter delay and less reverb, and a second long FX return that is darker, wider, and more atmospheric. That gives you a lot more control over whether a hit feels like a quick stab or a full breakdown wash. Another good variation is a dirty throw version. Duplicate the return and make one copy more aggressive with extra saturation, more feedback, a narrower filter, and slightly reduced width. Save that one for fills and last bar before drop moments. You can also build a motion-only return if you want energy without too much space. Use auto filter, maybe phaser or flanger, light saturation, and utility. That's great on hats, percussion, and little snare ghosts when you want movement without a huge tail. And if you want a more hard-edged vibe, try parallel crush. Add a second return with compression, saturation or overdrive, EQ to remove lows, and maybe drum bus if you want extra grime. Keep it low in the mix. It's there to add attitude. Here's a really useful coach tip. Check the FX at low volume. Pirate radio style should still feel present quietly. If it disappears completely, it may be too thin. You want broken broadcast, not pretty ambience. Slight roughness is the goal. Let's do a quick practice exercise. Load a simple breakbeat loop and bassline. Build the Pirate FX return. Send only a snare fill to it. Automate the filter from dark to open. Increase echo feedback slightly. Make the reverb decay longer on the last hit. Push the saturator a little harder. Then listen back and ask yourself, does it sound like a transition? Does it feel gritty and old school? And does it leave space for the drop? If you want to challenge yourself, make three versions. One with a short dub throw, one with heavier distortion and a filter sweep, and one with glitchy beat repeat. Compare which one feels most like pirate radio jungle energy. So to recap, the core chain is auto filter, echo, reverb, saturator, and utility, with beat repeat as an optional extra. Use it on specific moments, keep the low end clean, automate your sends, and aim for raw, urgent, energetic movement. If you do that, your FX won't just decorate the track. They'll help it feel like a proper old-school pirate radio session, with rough edges, rolling pressure, and that feeling that the tune could explode at any second.